Our speaker today is Margot Covington. She is speaking on embodying coherence, healthier body, healthier world. She has been a lymphatic decongestive therapist for 21 years, and she feels like she was born for this life and this work. Margot?
Well, thank you. Because it's you, I get brave each time. Today I want to share my emerging experience and understanding of spirit, mind, emotions, and body through my lens of lymph. You've honored me a few times in the past. I got to be here in, I believe, 2015, and then three times during COVID on Zoom meetings. And I've covered a lot of material that is I'm basing this talk on. So I'm going to be zooming through a lot of ideas. So buckle up. The lymphatic system is fluids, and our bodies are 70 to 80% water. And I've learned a lot about water recently through all kinds of ways, I guess. You'll see several of them. So what I encourage you to do right now is to notice what's going on in your body, interoception. Do you feel any gurgles? Do you feel any headache? What do you feel? And as we're going through this talk, just if you happen to notice, you don't have to be vigilant for, but if you happen to notice any changes, particularly if you feel anything in this part of your body, this right here by where your ribs meet, it's right by what's called the cisterna chyli, the largest lymph drain in the body. And you'll see why at the end. This is the machine I've used for 21 years. There are many synonyms for what I do. It's fascinating because it's such an emerging science. I call myself a lymphatic decongestive therapist. Some people call themselves lymphatic enhancement therapists. I've also been trained in that. Some people use a different machine. They call it electrolymphatic therapy. And the main mentor trainer with whom I studied now calls it fluid management. So bear with me. There aren't good Google terms. I look at the world through the lens of lymph. Lymph is part of the circulatory system, which of course includes the blood. But it's clear. And we often forget the circulatory system has two systems, part of it, the red blood and then the clear lymph. Bringing into our consciousness that our bodies are made of 70 to 80% water, this will become much more important as we go through this talk. The lymph fluid can be clear. So when you blow your nose, it can be clear, it can be cloudy, it can be white, it can go all the way to cookie dough when we're really sick. Earwax is lymphatic congestion, trying to leave the body. So we have many, many different viscosities. And there are five main functions. First, it's most importantly, it's the home of our immune system. With 600 to 1,000 lymph nodes throughout the body, it is the place where our body tackles the toxins and the bacteria and the viruses and whatever the bad stuff is. 70% of our lymph nodes are between our diaphragm and our pelvic floor, and that will become important later in the talk. Number two, the lymphatic system is our recycling system. The cleaner lymph is sucked gently back into the heart, into the blood, so it kind of recycles the fluids. And then it's also the sewer system. So it's the way for every cell to dump its trash and get it fully out of the body. And it's a really good place for the trash or toxin sequestration. So some people feel what feels like large curd cottage cheese under their arm. That can be lymphatic congestion, just being dehydrated and set over here until you are resourced well enough to get rid of it. And then the last one here is to deliver fats and oils to the cells for energy, and that's through the Ayurvedic system. They focus on the lymphatic system first and treat it first with oils. Adding to that, because I'm here, I believe that spirit rules the mind, mind rules the emotions, emotions rule the body. That's been my meditation for 21 years, and I really see how that can be true. So today, we're talking about the water in our bodies, and that there are lymph fluids throughout our bodies. So imagine, water is in the cells, it's between the cells, it's in the fascial layers. They just discovered a new organ in the body in 2018. Oh my God, there's the interstitium. How could we have missed it? Well, we knew there was something going on there, for those of us who can see with our fingers. And there is lymphatic fluid in every organ of your body. So every organ has its own lymph nodes and its own lymph flow. And with the gift of the wands that I use, we can target where there might be a logjam. For years, I have learned and shared with clients that lymph and emotions are inextricably linked. And the longer I work and the more important nuances I learn about this topic, the more true it does seem to me. So I only recently learned that Leonardo da Vinci said, human emotions are water. And he also said, it is the form taken by these flows within the body that determine the character. I found that fascinating. He already figured so much of this out. One of the other things that's just powerfully fascinating to me is that Veda Austin works with nonverbal autists, and some of them say God is in the water. And I am seeing coherent emotions change the structure of the water in her book. So, question for you today is, what if you can be more in touch with your divinity and health? Your divinity and health. By feeling coherent emotions that change the structure of the water in your body. In the last 2 years, I learned this quite personally. A little over 2 years ago, on an evening walk, I was attacked by a loose pit bull that was crazed, and he was running back and forth biting the woman over there and trying to bite my knees, and then he went over and tugged her shirt off and then came and jumped at me with his paws, and I got a concussion and a broken wrist. And the people couldn't contain him because he wasn't even on a collar, much less a leash. So I received that concussion and broken wrist, and I'm a body worker. And I was going to have surgery, and then it was delayed, and then there were issues. And so I call it my 3 months of reflection because I'd be on my couch worrying. And I found myself worrying. I should have had the surgery. Will I ever work again? All those things. And I found it fascinating because I had learned heart-brain coherence from Greg Braden several years ago. How many of you have heard of heart-brain coherence or heart math? Yeah, a fair number. I figured you guys are in there. And so what I would do is I would catch myself being in fear, and I would say, no, I want to be in gratitude or coherent emotions. And so I would do heart-brain coherence. Gratitude, appreciation, care, and compassion. We'll talk more about that. And I found that 80% of the time I could feel my cisterna Kylie gurgle, just as I could feel the chemistry of my body change and I got into that coherence. It blew my mind. And after 3 months of practice, I got fairly habituated to it. I can feel when the chemistry of my body can go into coherence. And it's fascinating to me, and I want to just be in it all the time, but of course, life happens, and I go in and out, and I can feel that joy of going in and out of the coherence and the chemistry of that. We're going to be working with that in a little bit together. Then I want to also mention that my brother is a world-renowned paraglider, and he teaches his students, if they're losing control of their paragliding wing, they need to look where they want to land and not where they're afraid they're going to crash. And that has saved many, many a life. Now, there are many other people who have researched this, but that's my family story. And what I want to really emphasize here as we go into heart-brain coherence together and impact the waters of our body, I was feeling into, I wasn't praying for something. It wasn't out there. I wanted to feel the coherence in my body. And I could feel it, and it was like I could feel the waters in my body change. So I encourage you to feel into, not just pray for. Because it's out there. If you're praying for it, it's something you don't have. This is, you are embodying that beautiful gratitude, appreciation, care, and compassion. I also call it a feeling tone. So let's take another step and discuss visible coherence and sacred geometry. Both Veda Austin and Masaru Emoto, how many of you have heard of either of them? Yeah, I figured almost everybody. Have photographed frozen or semi-frozen water to show us how hexagonal symmetry is visible with coherent emotions and healthy spring water. So they are showing us visibly that frequencies in water respond to human emotion, and that sacred geometry is formed in fluids when humans have the feeling tone or are embodying coherent emotions. And I love that Deborah Rosenman, who is Heart Brain Coherence, says, what are you feeding the field? It's literally frequencies, sacred geometry. This is a painting by my sister-in-law, the paragliding brother's wife, of sacred geometry. And they prove that feeding the field, these coherent emotions, show up as sacred geometry in the water. So Veda Austin proves that coherent energy changes with the water. She asked the water, do you know who I am? She put it in a petri dish, and it froze like VA. It froze like that. It said, yes, I know who you are. And she signs her name, VA. And then she shows the spring water. This is really important. You see that the spring water is hexagonal. It's healthy, coherent. And Ilya Prigozhin, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, is a Nobel laureate chemist. He says, when a complex system is far from equilibrium, small islands of coherence, you guys, in a sea of chaos have the capacity to shift the entire system to a higher order. I wanted to show you free-range hen eggs versus caged eggs. She did a study of the albumin. There's just a few drops of fluid when you first crack the egg. And she shows that the free-range eggs influence the caged hen eggs. The caged hen eggs are discoherent, and the free-range eggs, the albumin is coherent or symmetrical hexagonal. And key to this is that significant improvements are seen in the caged eggs closest to the free-range egg. The free-range egg was not negatively impacted in any way. So think about that in your meditation. So this is your secret power right now, your personal resonance of your nature, not your second nature. The second nature are the trauma layers of culture or multigenerational or personal traumas. You can just see if you can let some of those go as you feel into your natural water, your natural coherence of gratitude, appreciation, care, and compassion. And notice that as we're about to meditate, we are being our natural selves, and our immune system is working better as we go into this feeling tone of coherence. So feel into your own coherent self, whatever combination of gratitude, appreciation, care, or compassion, which are the four coherent emotions that you may feel right now. And notice that as you do that, you're going more and more into parasympathetic instead of fight or flight. You're going into rest, digest, and heal. So if you'll touch your heart and breathe and slow your breathing down, that's your telling your body you're safe. That's the parasympathetic. And now for the joy of heart-brain coherence, you add the coherent emotions, gratitude, appreciation, care, or compassion, whatever flavor you are right now in your natural self. Notice that your cells are bathed in coherence. The fears and stresses can effortlessly melt away for now. And see if you can let go of any discoherences. Now, see if you can choose to be conscious of feeling or sensing the fluids in the bodies of water of the people around you. Or the bottles of water you brought with you that are in your car. Now choose to be conscious of resonating with the coherence you sense or feel in the bushes, trees, birds, snow on the ground, water in the soil, and the microbes in the soil nearby. Feel and sense coherence in your indoor plumbing water as you wash your hair, flush the toilet, wash your hands, and feel and sense the coherences in the local water treatment plant downstream. Now imagine the waters in our bioregion, and wherever you may be, if you're listening to this later, whether that's Santa Fe or somewhere else, feel and enjoy the resonances of the coherence in the bioregion, of the rivulets, the rivers, the streams, the animals, birds, and microbes. And now with all these harmonic coherences going through your body and you're resonating back and forth, imagine you're a radio tower, sending and receiving coherences. Astrologer Pam Gregory says, "Our calm is our superpower." I would add, our coherence is our superpower. Notice how relaxing it is, how your body can relax into this coherence easy and effortlessly by just choosing to become conscious of the coherences. And what a gift that this is helping your lymphatic system, your immune system work better. And notice as you bring your consciousness back into your body and the room that the ease proliferates, strengthens, and becomes more potent, that your lymphatic watershed is working effortlessly and well. So, as you open your eyes, I'll be walking around to see if anyone has any comments or questions. We have a few minutes for comments or questions. 2 minutes. Yeah.
I just wondered, as the blood flows through the body, through the veins and capillaries, by what means do the lymphatic fluids flow?
Very good question. So the lymphatic system flows side by side through tubes, through the fascia, in between the cells. It can feel like mucus plugs going burp. It can feel like spider webs cracking. It can feel like waterfalls. It can sound like waterfalls. It's really fun. And then it flows back into the heart, into the blood, here at the superior vena cava, which is where, if you've ever seen anyone with a port, the tube goes into the superior vena cava. Thanks for the great question. Anybody else?
A clearer definition of the word coherence.
I am defining it as symmetrical, hexagonal water that seems to show up with Veda Austin's photographs. And I can also feel it when I get into the chemistry of coherence, gratitude, appreciation, care, compassion, or my blend of that at that moment. I feel my body change and gurgle. So there's a calm place, if you will. I don't know what the Webster's Dictionary definition is. Good question.
I think in part it also is brain-heart coherence. So
heart,
it's that.
Brain coherence.
Absolutely, yes.
It's heart-brain coherence. Head, thought, heart, emotion. Mm-hmm. Finding balance there. Thank you. All right. I think we're done. So if I may just finish, notice that we feel our own personal, authentic coherence and are helping our lymphatic systems and our immune systems to heal. We are also helping all of us. Let that sink in. When we deeply feel and embody our coherent emotions like gratitude, appreciation, care, and compassion, we are helping our lymphatic system to work better, to help our bodies heal, and we are sharing with others more coherence in the invisible frequencies of our shared field of energies. And I would add, all our bodies want to do is heal. Let me take it one step further. All our world wants to do is heal. What are you feeding your body in the field each day? your lymphatic waters can tell you, and when you have the courage to embody coherence and then listen and share, you have a different world.